Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we continue now with our March series on sleep with Alice Park, Time Magazine staff writer who covers health and medicine. She's coming on each Thursday this month to talk about what we're learning about sleep through the latest research and why we can't seem to get enough in so many cases. Today, we're going to look at what we know about how being young or old affects sleep. Welcome back to the show, Alice Park.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And listeners, how much sleep do your children get? And if it's not enough, what's keeping them awake? And is it more sleep or less than you got at their age? And what about yourself? How is your relationship with sleep changing as you age? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. So starting with the very young, one of your colleagues at Time writes this week about a study from Australia that's interesting, that set out to come to a definitive answer on how much sleep children need. But they made a different discovery along the way, right?
Well, this issue of how much sleep kids should get and whether they get enough, I think, is the really controversial issue, apparently has been a longstanding one. So there's a study that was done looking all the way back to records, a French paper from 1897 that raised this issue as well. How much sleep should children get and how much are they getting? And it found that since 1897, if we sort of looked from then to the present, children have lost about 75 minutes of sleep per night. So, you know, this is clearly an issue that started, I guess, as soon as we started studying this issue of sleep and how it can affect our health, and remains. Newborns should be getting about 16 to 20 hours of sleep a day. And as we know, you know, newborns tend to also have more sporadic sleep patterns. They don't necessarily sleep at night. They're kind of sleeping and waking throughout the 24-hour cycle. As kids get older, you know, when they're about 1 to 4, they tend to sleep about 11 to 12 hours, and then adolescents need about 9 hours of sleep. And by the time we reach adulthood, we're getting about 8 hours, or we should be getting about 8 hours of sleep a day.
Another finding of the study is that American kids sleep less than almost anyone else. We're number one at sleep-deprived children, right, with Australian kids on the other end sleeping an hour longer per day, a full hour.
Yes, that's right. And the factors that contribute to that, obviously there's many. Most people, particularly here in the U.S., point to things like social media, you know, televisions, computers, and now cell phones that both with their LED displays, with the actual light, can keep us up, as well as, you know, just keeping us stimulated and keeping us up later at night and waking up later in the morning.
As for adults, it used to be thought that the older you got, the more trouble you had sleeping, though that view is being challenged by the latest science, right?
Well, it's interesting. We should look at that study a little carefully, because that study showed that the elderly were reporting that they had better sleep than people in their 40s or 50s, which came as a surprise, because I think the conventional wisdom is that the older people get, the worse their sleep quality gets and the less sleep they get. But this was a study that asked people about, you know, how much how often they woke up at night in the past 2 weeks and how often they felt, you know, rested when they woke up in the morning. And they found that older people were reporting, well, you know, I was getting pretty good sleep and I feel pretty good about my sleep. However, we have to remember that that's a self-report. And it turns out that a couple of factors could have been behind that, one of which is that older people may be just more accustomed to having disrupted sleep, and therefore, you know, it sort of takes really disrupted sleep to have them report that, you know, they weren't getting enough sleep. And the other is that younger folks, middle age, may be under more stressors, anxiety, both with the economy, jobs, family responsibilities, that could be leading them to report poorer quality sleep.
And with respect to older people, I gather that study corrected for other problems that people might be having, medical problems or depression or whatever. And once they corrected out for that, they found that older people weren't reporting any more problems with sleep than anyone else. But maybe it's that you just get more medical problems and there's more depression as people get older, that more older people do experience sleep disruptions.
That could be, and you're right. They did account for the increase in sort of chronic conditions like arthritis and restless leg syndrome and congestive heart failure, things that can keep people up at night and really disrupt their sleep. But again, the more that people are sort of accustomed and get accustomed to dealing with these types of interruptions in their nightly slumber, perhaps the less they're likely to report that they actually are bothered by them.
Danielle in Wachung, you're on WNYC. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's up?
I'm calling because I'm 19 and I'm in school and I have a lot of hours in my job. And I find that I wake up almost at the same time every night and I can't, it's usually around 3 o'clock and I can't fall back asleep. And it drastically, and I get up at around like six every morning and it just drastically affects my life when I don't sleep. And I find myself more irritable and like towards people, and with my schoolwork, it's just so stressful to, when I'm awake at night, I think about, like what I need to do the next day, and I get restless and I find myself getting up and going jogging, and it's just, it drastically affects, and I think sleep has a huge effect on my life when I don't get it.
Do you think it's because you're doing so much that you just have a lot on your mind, so you wake up and you start thinking about the details of your life?
I think it's part of it. I'm trying to get into dental school, so it's definitely something that keeps me awake is my grades, what I need to do the next day, and It's really hard when I don't sleep, and it affects my family and everybody I work with and my school, like everybody, just everybody.
Yeah.
It's hard.
So we talked about sleep interruption on previous segments, but Alice, what's the best advice you can give Danielle to start out?
Well, the way we sleep, we actually sleep throughout the night in cycles. And, you know, researchers say we actually have two cycles, one called REM or rapid eye movement sleep and one that's non-REM sleep. And the non-REM sleep is also divided into several phases in which we get sort of our brain waves get slower and slower and we get into deeper and deeper sleep. And it sounds like what might be occurring there is because of all the responsibilities she has and the pressure she has that she's probably not getting enough deep sleep, and she's staying more throughout the night in that lighter sleep phase where it's more easy to get awake. It'd probably be worth talking to a doctor about what things could be done, whether either medications or, you know, other things you can do, like darkening your room or, you know, lowering the temperature in the room, things like that that we talked about last week that might help you to fall into that deeper phase sleep and keep you asleep,
right,
rather than waking you up around 3 or 4 in the morning.
And Danielle, you've probably done it already, but you should Google this and look what people suggest. There's so many different things with substances or without that people try, which works for, you know, different ones work for some people and don't work for other people. But there's so much stuff out there. And probably if this is a serious problem for you, you should see a doctor to get some advice from at least one doctor, as Alice also recommends. So good luck. On our comments page, Wallace from Westchester asks if her sleep pattern is healthy. She says, I'm 70, and until about 5 years ago, I always slept deeply 8 hours a night. Now I – she must not have had kids. now I awaken almost exactly after 4 hours for a few minutes, or sometimes if I can't fall back asleep, I read for an hour or so and then sleep for almost another exactly 3 hours. So – and we have a few questions like this coming in. It's basically, what about split sleep?
Well, I think it's less about split sleep than the timing of the cycle. So as we get older, we tend to produce less of the hormone melatonin, which is responsible for kind of shutting the body down and getting the body ready to go to sleep. It's really activated at night when it's dark. And in the elderly, there's less of this hormone. So that can lead to sort of shorter sleep cycles. So they're spending less time in each of these sleep cycles, and therefore that's why she feels like she's sort of got 4 hours each time she closes her eyes. That's not unusual.
Shelley in West Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi, Shelley.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
And we're almost out of time, so right to the point. We got about 20 seconds for
you. All right, I want to ask about this practice, the Faberizing of infants, where they're supposed to, as infants, be allowed to cry so that they learn how to calm and soothe themselves into sleep.
Rather than become dependent on the parents, Ferberizing, I think it is, after Ferber, who came up with this system. Do you ever look into that with respect to sleep, Alice?
Well, I think there's a lot of strategies that parents try to use to get their kids to go to sleep. And if it works, it's probably worthwhile. I'm not sure it'll work for every child, but it's definitely worth a try if your child is consistently unable to go to sleep without having their parents there.
And that, of course, is such a hot topic among parents all the time, to Ferberize or not to Ferberize. Is it effective? Is it cruel? That's a whole other show. But we will have to leave it there for now. Alice Park of Time Magazine will be back one more time next Thursday to wrap up our Deep Sleep series. Alice, thanks so much.
Sure.
And listeners, keep sharing your sleeping problems and your sleeping tips on our webpage for this at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.